This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد إخوتي في الله فاعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد إخوتي في الله عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إليه مما افترته عليه وما يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده الذي يبطش بها ورجله الذي يمشي بها ولئن سألني لأعطينه ولئن استعاذ بي لأعيذنه رواه البخاري إخوتي في الله This حديث إن صحيح البخاري رضي الله رحمه رحمه الله يقول الإمام يقول أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه The messenger of Allah said that Allah عز وجل said Men, anyone, not necessarily a kafir or Muslim, not necessarily a particular sect or group, religion or congregation, but للعموم والإشمال, من عاد لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحر. Anyone, any individual, who becomes an enemy of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah يقول فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرِّ Then I will wage war against that person. I will announce, I will let everyone know that he is my enemy. And there is a war between myself and that person. And then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah yaqul, and nothing is more beloved to me that my servant can perform than what I made obligatory upon them. And then he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and my servant will continue doing the nawafil until I love him. And when I love my servant, then I will be his sight, I will be his hearing, his sight, his hand, his feet. And if he asks, I will surely grant him. And if he seeks protection, I will most certainly protect him. This is a hadith for you and I. This is a hadith of a wali. So what is a wali, akhi fillah? Al-wali is a person that Allah chooses him because of his closeness to him, because an act, the act of worship that he performs. But a lot of us assume that is indeed far to achieve. So far, wali, friend of Allah, I can never be a wali. I can be a normal Muslim. I will do my nawafil and fara'id. I will do my salah. But I can never reach the level of al-wali, which is a wrong understanding. لِأَنَّ يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ. We can achieve that if we do what we were asked to do and abstain. Things that Allah asked us to stay away from it. And when you become that, then you will receive a special reward. And a reward only for you. يَقُولُ اللَّهِ. When he was talking about awliya, أَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. على أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. He said, upon the awliya of Allah, obviously, absolutely, they should not fear nor experience grief. But with two conditions, that they believe in Allah and they fear Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all fear Allah. And we all believe in Allah. And we all try to be closer to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how, ya ikhwati fillah? Is by you and I, by the believers, the mu'mineen, trying to do the best that they can, not to pick and choose, not to say, I will do this because I feel like it. Or I will do this because this is easy to do. Or I will do this because everyone is doing. No. This is the attitude of the kuffar. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا. When the person becomes picky, he chooses. He wants to worship Allah in the month of Ramadan because this is a blessed time. He chooses that. He wants to attend every Jum'ah during the month of Ramadan, but the rest of Ramadan, I have my work. I will go back to my normal life. He chooses that. So we pick and choose. Nah. This is the behavior of the kuffar. Allah يقول أولئك هم الكافرون حقا. Indeed, those are the attitude and the behavior of the kuffar. When it comes to a mu'min, in every situation, in any environment, they do their ultimate best. They do what they want to do because they want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not because they come to Salat al-Dhuhr and Salat al-Jum'ah and Salat al-Eid and Salat al-Taraweeh and we pray left and right and then we say Alhamdulillah, this is enough. No. This is part of what is needed. And that's why Allah, He emphasized on that. He said, don't assume, don't think. Just you can't be coming to the masajid that you achieve the ultimate status of Iman. La. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ He said, righteousness and piety is not for you to turn your faces towards east or the west. No. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَى الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ You have to do all this. Salah. Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman in the angels, the books, the nabiyyin. You give. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ In spite of the love and the desire that you have, wealth, you give. And who do you give? Al-Masakeen. Ibn al-Sabeel. Al-Riqab. And then you establish the salah. You pay the zakah. You fulfill your covenant. And when you are patient at the time of hardship, at the time of struggle, no. Allah yaqul, they are the righteous ones. Step by step. ويقول عمر رضي الله عنه يقول أفضل الأعمال ما افترض الله والورع عن محارم الله وصدق النية فيما عند الله Three things. The best of all deeds, he said, رضي الله عنه. That you do the obligations and you abstain from the prohibitions and you put your trust and you have a correct niyyah towards your Lord, your creation, your Creator. ويقول عمر بن عبد العزيز similarly to that statement and then he said and the best of the ibadat al-badan is for you to establish the salah لأن الله يقول كلا لا تطيع واسجد واقترب ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في صحيح مسلم والسنن أبي داود والنسائي يقول أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربه وهو ساجد in the state of sujood إخوتي في الله تقدموا وتفسحوا يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قيل لكم تفسحوا في المجالس فافسحوا Oh, you believe when you are asked to move to give space, allow other people to sit, do that. So allow your Muslim brothers to walk into the masjid. So إخوتي في الله The best that we can do is the fara'id. The fara'id that we perform. As-salawat. As-zakah. Hajj. This is the basis of the five pillars of an Islam. When you do this, then you are a servant of Allah. And if you want to be closer to your Creator, If you want Him to love you, then do the nawafil. Do the nafila. Do whatever extra that you can. I guarantee you, brothers and sisters, if your bosses, if your manager asks you, if your manager asks and he says, I am giving you overtime, I want you to stay an hour extra and I'll pay you double. A lot of us would stay. What about that quality time that we want to spend with the kids? No, I'm working for them. What about the time that you needed to rest? No, I'm working for the family. Because you want to aim for that extra payment. And Allah here is telling you, if you want to be close to me, then do the nawaf. Do the extra hours. Do the things that I would love you to do. And then here, يقول Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you do this, you receive the following. But what is the best of nawaf? What is the best that you can do? يقول العلماء تلاوة القرآن. Reciting the book of Allah. Al-Quran. That we read it for barakah only for Ramadan and Qiyam al-Layl during the last 10 days of Ramadan, or we listen to it. Al-Quran should be that constant companion. You don't leave him anywhere. Always with you. At work, you have it. In your car, there's a copy of the Quran. If you're taking a bus on your iPod, or you have on your CD, and you're playing the Quran. لِأَنَّ خَبَابِ الْأَرْضِ قَالَ لِلْرَجُلِ. Listen to this. قَالَ تَقَرَّبْ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِمَا شِئْتِ. He said, be closer to Allah through any means that is available for you. وَعْلَمْ. And then he said, but you must know, مَا تَقَرَّبْتَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. He said, you will never be closer to Allah by performing any act of worship like reciting the book of Allah. And then he said, listen to this, يقول لا شيء عند المحبين أحلى من كلام حبيبه. Subhanallah, it's so true. He said, لا شيء عند المحبين. He said, there is nothing equal. The loved one, the lovers, the one who loves others. Nothing equal to that for that person. Then knowing, hearing the statement of the loved ones. If you love someone, you like to hear their voices. You like to hear his voice or her voice. If he emails you, you are excited as soon as you see that you receive an email from that individual. When he calls, and a call ID shows you the number of that individual, your heart moves. Because even before you hear the voice of that individual, because you love that person. And here, خباب يقول, nothing. It's like the words of Allah. Because when it comes to your Habib, يقول, this is what the hearts desire. And this is the ultimate goal. And when it comes to Quran, we have to do this. It has to be that love, that connection has to be established. But إخوتي في الله, how could you love something that you don't even understand? I know the love is there, logically is there, iman-wise is there, but sweetness of that love is missing because we can't read and understand it. It's in another language. A language that you and I don't want to learn. We desire to learn, but we're really not doing any practical steps to go and learn it. Claim that we love Allah, wallahi. Because otherwise you will see these classes filled with students. They don't want to study fara'id. They don't want to study hadith and seerah. They want to study Arabic. Why? Because this is the language of the book of my Creator. I want to know what is He telling me. I want to taste the sweetness of the ayah. Not the translation of person who is asi, qasir, simple person. No, I want to get it from the Mus'haf itself. لذلك يقول عبد الله بن مسعود: من أحب القرآن فقد أحب الله ورسوله. Whoever loves the Quran, he loves Allah and his message. And Uthman bin Affan used to say, لو طهرت قلوبكم ما شبعت من كلام ربكم. If your heart are pure, you would never have enough from the book of your Lord. But mashallah, we're quick to complain about the length of Qiyam al-Layl. Because I cannot connect, I cannot relate, I cannot understand, I cannot analyze, I cannot reflect, I cannot read between the lines, I cannot taste the sweetness of what the Shaykh is reciting, because I don't speak the language. So we have to learn that. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُنَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قراءة القرآن يا إخوتي في الله is what is needed as a nafila that will bring you closer. But according to Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله, he said, take a look at your heart. Look at it. Don't do what everyone else is doing, but look at it. And see what increases your iman. Is it that when you recite the book of Allah, you feel that warmth in your heart? Or when you listen to or read the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that would touch you. Or when you sit alone and you reflect of the creation of the heavens and the earth, that is the thing that moves you. You yourself have to know what your heart desires. And what increases your iman. We all know the limits of halal and haram. But we all fall into haram things because the level of iman is low. None of us sitting here, that if I say to him, interest is haram, would say, I didn't know that. I really didn't know. But most of us really, إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ, we're not much concerned about, oh, I'm not giving, I'm not taking, I'm just giving. I need a house for the family. The car is not reliable, I have to go get it. You know, we all try to work around it. We know looking haram is haram, but we still look. Why? Because the level of iman is low. But if you increase the level of iman, then you will receive this. Because Allah يقول, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتَ, the moment that I love that individual, كنت سمع, I am, literally means I am his hearing, means I will filter everything that he hears. He will not hear anything but ta'ah. He will not see anything but what I am pleased with. He will not touch anything except what would lead him to Jannah. He will not take one step towards anything other than ta'a wa ibadah. Yuqal in thabat riwaya that a man by the name Thabit, a righteous man, was traveling. And as you know, those days people used to travel by foot. And this man traveled. And he consumed everything that he had, that he was carrying. And he passed by a wall, a garden, hadiqa. And the branch of the trees that were coming from the garden was sticking out. And then outside of the fence, outside of the wall, there was apple, an apple. And he looked at it and said, Subhanallah, rizqun saqahu Allahu ilay. A rizq that was given to me by my Lord. And he started eating. And when you're hungry, ya ikhwati fillah, you know how you feel. That walks your thinking and your common sense. And then, after he ate half of it, he looked up and he realized the apple tree belongs to that garden. And the garden is not his. Therefore, the apple is not halal for him. So he went around and he went to the gate of the garden and he went to the keeper and he said, I ate half of the apple. Would you please forgive me? He said, I am not the owner of this. I cannot forgive you. You have to go to the owner of the garden. قَالَ وَمَنْ صَاحِبُهَا قَالَ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ يَوْمٌ وَاللَّيْلِ. He said, the distance between you and that man is a distance of a day and night. You have to travel that far just to ask him to forgive you half of an apple. Not mal al-yateen. Not thousands of dollars. But half of an apple. So he went to the man of the garden and the man listened to him. And then the man, he said, you ate from my tree without my permission. He said, yes. And he looked down. He said, you ate something that did not belong to you. He said, yes. قَالَ وَاللَّهِ ثُمَّ وَاللَّهِ I will never forgive you. I will not forgive you. إِلَّا بِالشَّرْطِ Unless you accept my condition. قَالَ خُذْ لِنَفْسِكَ مَا أَرَدْتَ He said, take for yourself whatever you want. قَالَ أَن تَنْكِحَ بِنَتِي For you to marry my daughter. However, my daughter is deaf. She's blind. She's mute. And she cannot walk. She's completely paralyzed. Completely paralyzed. قَالَ ثَابِتْ The man said, It is my fault that I ate from your apple tree. It is my responsibility. أُجَاهِدُ اللَّهَ فِيهَا I will do my best to please Allah towards this. So he did the nikah. And he walked into the room not knowing what to say. According to the father, she can't hear him. She can't see him. She cannot talk to him. Nor can she walk to welcome her husband in her wedding night. قَالَ مَا أَقُولُ What should I say? He said, I will say, Salamu alaykum for the angels in the room. And he said, Assalamu alaykum. And to his surprise, the young lady replied and said, Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. And he said, Subhanallah. Your father told me you can't talk, you can't see, you can't hear, you can't walk, and you just walked towards me. And he shook my hand. She said, he's right. I'm deaf when it comes to ma'asiyah. I'm blind when it comes to ma'asiyah. I'm mute when it comes to ghiba and namima. I don't touch haram, I don't walk towards haram. فَكَشَّفَ الْغِطَاءَ فَكَشَّفَ النِّقَابَ And he removed And she was the best, the most beautiful woman that a man can imagine, according to him. And then from those two was Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. This is the seed. Why? حَفِدَ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْلِسَانِ So when you are waliya of Allah and you do the nawafil, Allah will protect you. Allah will protect you from haram. And haram will not be accessible to you. Even if you try, say, no, for the khair that you did, I will protect you. So let us, ya ikhwati fillah, let us be awliya Allah. It's not far. La wallahi. It's not far. Try till next Friday. Try it. Do the extra nawafil. Don't say Ramadan is over. Allah, this hat was the hat for Ramadan. I'll put it here until next Ramadan. La. Continue with the amal al-khayr that you were doing. Continue with it. Give. Say khair. Give to the needy, to the yatim, to the faqir, to the poor people. Feed them. Be kind to your wife and to your children. Be kind to yourself and avoid ma'asi. And you will see the fruit of that. Allahumma azza al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. Allahumma adamir al-kufara wa al-mushrikeen. Allahumma arhamna fa anta bina rahim. ولا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا أديته اللهم ارحم المسلمين ارحم المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات واقم الصلاة يرحمني يرحمكم الله
تقدموا يا اخوان تقدموا brothers move forward
But with two conditions, that they believe in Allah and they fear Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all fear Allah. And we all believe in Allah. And we all try to be closer to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how, ya ikhwati fillah? It's by you and I. By the believers, the mu'mineen, trying to do the best that they can. Not to pick and choose. Not to say, I will do this because I feel like it. Or I will do this because this is easy to do. Or I will do this because everyone is doing. Nah. This is the attitude of the kuffar. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا. When the person becomes picky, he chooses. He wants to worship Allah in the month of Ramadan because this is a blessed time. He chooses that. He wants to attend every Jum'ah during the month of Ramadan, but the rest of Ramadan, I have my work. I will go back to my normal life. He chooses that. So we pick and choose. Nah. This is the behavior of the kuffar. Allah يقول أولئك هم الكافرون حقا. Indeed, those are the attitude and the behavior of the kuffar. When it comes to a mu'min, in every situation, in any environment, they do their ultimate best. They do what they want to do because they want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not because they come to Salat al-Dhuhr and Salat al-Jum'ah and Salat al-Eid and Salat al-Taraweeh and we pray left and right and then we say, Alhamdulillah, this is enough. No. This is part of what is needed. And that's why Allah, He emphasized on that. He said, don't assume, don't think. Just you can't be coming to the masajid that you achieve the ultimate status of iman. La. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. He said, righteousness and piety is not for you to turn your faces towards east or the west. No. ولكن البر من آمن بالله وملائكته والكتاب والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. You have to do all this. صلاة, إيمان إن الله سبحانه وتعالى, إيمان in the angels, the books, the نبيين. You give. وآتى المال على حبه. In spite of the love and the desire that you have, well, you give. And who do you give? Al-Masakeen. Ibn al-Sabeel. Al-Riqab. And then you establish the Salah. You pay the Zakah. You fulfill your covenant. And when you are patient at the time of hardship, at the time of struggle, no. Allah Yaqul, they are the righteous ones. Step by step. ويقول عمر رضي الله عنه يقول أفضل الأعمال ما افترض الله والورع عن محارم الله وصدق النية فيما عند الله. Three things. The best of all deeds, he said, radiyallahu anhu, that you do the obligations and you abstain from the prohibitions and you put your trust and you have a correct niyyah towards your Lord, your creation, your creator. وَيَقُولُ عُمَرْ بِنُ عَبْدِ الْعَزِيزِ, similar to that statement, and then he said, and the best of the عِبَادَةِ الْبَدَنِ, it's for you to establish the salah. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ كَلَّا لَا تُطِعُ وَاسْجُدْ وَقَتَرِدْ. وَيَقُولُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فِي صَحِيحٍ مُسْلِمْ وَالسُّنَنِ أَبِي دَاؤُودْ وَالنَّسَائِ يَقُولُ أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدْ. In the state of sujood. إخوتي في الله, تقدموا وتفسحوا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قيل لكم تفسحوا في المجالس فافسحوا. Oh, you believe when you are asked to move, to give space, allow other people to sit, do that. So allow your Muslim brothers to walk into the masjid. So إخوتي في الله, the best that we can do is the fara'id. The fara'id that we perform. As-salawat. As-zakah. Hajj. This is the basis of the five pillars of an Islam. When you do this, then you are a servant of Allah. And if you want to be closer to your Creator, if you want Him to love you, then do the nawafil. Do the nafila. Do whatever extra that you can. I guarantee you, brothers and sisters, if your bosses, if your manager asks you, if your manager asks you and he says, I am giving you overtime, I want you to stay an hour extra and I'll pay you double, a lot of us would stay. What about that quality time that we want to spend with the kids? No, I'm working for them. What about the time that you needed to rest? No, I'm working for the family. Because you want to aim for that extra payment. And Allah here is telling you, if you want to be close to me, then do the nawafil. Do the extra hours. Do the things that I would love you to do. And then here, يقول Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you do this, you receive the following. But what is the best of nawafil? What is the best that you can do? يقول العلماء تلاوة القرآن. Reciting the book of Allah. Al-Quran, that we read it for barakah only for Ramadan and Qiyam al-Layl during the last 10 days of Ramadan, or we listen to it. Al-Quran should be that constant companion. You don't leave him anywhere. Always with you. At work, you have it. In your car, there's a copy of the Quran. If you're taking a bus on your iPod, or you have on your CD and you're playing the Quran. لأن خباب الأرض قال للرجل, listen to this. قال تقرب إلى الله بما شئت. He say, be closer to Allah through any means that is available for you. وَعْلَمْ. And then he said, but you must know, مَا تَقَرَّبْتَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. He said, you will never be closer to Allah by performing any act of worship like reciting the book of Allah. And then he said, listen to this. يَقُولُ لَا شَيْءَ عِنْدَ الْمُحِبِّينَ أَحْلَى مِنْ كَلَامِ حَبِيبِهِ. Subhanallah, it's so true. He said, لَا شَيْءَ عِنْدَ الْمُحِبِّينَ. He said, there is nothing equal. The loved one, the lovers, the one who loves others, nothing equal to that for that person than knowing, hearing the statement of the loved ones. If you love someone, you like to hear their voices. You like to hear his voice or her voice. If he emails you, you are excited as soon as you see that you receive an email from that individual. When he calls, and a call ID shows you the number of that individual, your heart moves. Because even before you hear the voice of that individual, because you love that person. And here, خباب يقول, nothing. It's like the words of Allah. Because when it comes to your Habib, يقول, this is what the hearts desire. And this is the ultimate goal. And when it comes to Quran, we have to do this. It has to be that love, that connection has to be established. But إخوتي في الله, how could you love something that you don't even understand? I know what the love is there, logically is there, iman-wise is there, but sweetness of that love is missing because we can't read and understand it. It's in another language. A language that you and I don't want to learn. We desire to learn, but we're really not doing any practical steps to go and learn it. Claim that we love, Allah wallahi. Because otherwise you will see these classes filled with students. They don't want to study fara'id. They don't want to study hadith and seerah. They want to study Arabic. Why? Because this is the language of the book of my Creator. I want to know what is He telling me. I want to taste the sweetness of the ayah. Not the translation of person who is asi, qasir, simple person. No, I want to get it from the Mus'haf itself. لذلك يقول عبد الله بن مسعود من أحب القرآن فقد أحب الله ورسوله. Whoever loves the Quran, he loves Allah and His Messenger. And Uthman bin Affan used to say, لَوْ طَهَرَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مَا شَبَعْتُ مِنْ كَلَامِ رَبِّكُمْ. If your hearts are pure, you would never have enough from the book of your Lord. But mashallah, we're quick to complain about the length of Qiyam al-Layl. Because I cannot connect, I cannot relate, I cannot understand. I cannot analyze. I cannot reflect. I cannot read between the lines. I cannot taste the sweetness of what the Sheikh is reciting because I don't speak the language. So we have to learn that. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لَكُمْ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قراءة القرآن يا إخوتي في الله is what is needed as a nafila that will bring you closer. But according to Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله, he said, take a look at your heart. Look at it. Don't do what everyone else is doing, but look at it. And see what increases your iman. Is it that when you recite the book of Allah, you feel that warmth in your heart? Or when you listen to or read the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that would touch you. Or when you sit alone and you reflect of the creation of the heavens and the earth, that is the thing that moves you. You yourself have to know what your heart desires. And what increases your iman. We all know the limits of halal and haram. But we all fall into haram things because the level of iman is low. None of us sitting here, that if I say to him, interest is haram, would say, I didn't know that. I really didn't know. But most of us really, إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ, we're not much concerned about, oh, I'm not giving. I'm not taking, I'm just giving. I need a house for the family. The car is not reliable, I have to go get it. You know, we all try to work around it. We know looking haram is haram, but we still look, why? Because the level of iman is low, but if you increase the level of iman, then you will receive this. Because Allah يقول, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتَ, the moment that I love that individual, كنت سمع. I am, literally means I am his hearing. Means I will filter everything that he hears. He will not hear anything but ta'ah. He will not see anything but what I am pleased with. He will not touch anything except what would lead him to Jannah. He will not take one step towards anything other than ta'a wa ibadah. Yuqal in thabat riwaya that a man by the name Thabit, a righteous man, was traveling. And as you know, those days people used to travel by foot. And this man traveled. And he consumed everything that he had, that he was carrying. And he passed by a wall, a garden, hadiqa. And the branch of the trees that were coming from the garden was sticking out. And then outside of the fence, outside of the wall, there was an apple. And he looked at it and said, Subhanallah, rizqun saqahu Allahu ilay. A rizq. That was given to me by my Lord. And he started eating. And when you're hungry, ya ikhwati fillah, you know how you feel. That walks your thinking and your common sense. And then, after he ate half of it, he looked up and he realized the apple tree belongs to that garden. And the garden is not his. Therefore, the apple is not halal for him. So he went around and he went to the gate of the garden and he went to the keeper and he said, I ate half of the apple. Would you please forgive me? He said, I am not the owner of this. I cannot forgive you. You have to go to the owner of the garden. قَالَ وَمَنْ صَاحِبُهَا قَالَ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ يَوْمٌ وَاللَّيْلِ. He said, the distance between you and that man is the distance of a day and night. You have to travel that far just to ask him to forgive you half of an apple. Not mal al-yateem, not thousands of dollars, but half of an apple. So he went to the man of the garden and the man listened to him. And then the man, he said, you ate from my tree without my permission. He said, yes, and he looked down. He said, you ate something that did not belong to you. He said, yes. قَالَ وَاللَّهِ ثُمَّ وَاللَّهِ I will never forgive you. I will not forgive you. إِلَّا بِالشَّرْطِ Unless you accept my condition. قَالَ خُذْ لِنَفْسِكَ مَا أَرَدْتَ He said, take for yourself whatever you want. قَالَ أَن تَنْكِحَ بِنَتِي For you to marry my daughter. However, my daughter is deaf. She's blind. She's mute. And she cannot walk. She's completely paralyzed. Completely paralyzed. قَالَ ثَابِتْ The man said, It is my fault that I ate from your apple tree. It is my responsibility. أُجَاهِدُ اللَّهَ فِيهَا I will do my best to please Allah towards this. So he did the nikah. And he walked into the room not knowing what to say. According to the father, she can't hear him. She can't see him. She cannot talk to him. Nor can she walk to welcome her husband in her wedding night. قَالَ مَا أَقُولُ What should I say? He said, I will say, السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ for the angels in the room. And he said, السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ And to his surprise, the young lady replied and said, وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ And he said, SubhanAllah, your father told me you can't talk, you can't see, you can't hear. You can't walk and you just walk towards me. And he shook my hand. She said, he's right. I'm deaf when it comes to Masiyah. I'm blind when it comes to Masiyah. I'm mute when it comes to Ghibah and Namima. I don't touch haram. I don't walk towards haram. فَكَشَّفَ الْغِطَاءَ فَكَشَّفَ النِّقَابَ And he removed. And she was the best, the most beautiful woman that a man can imagine, according to him. And then from those two was Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. This is the seed. Why? حَفِدَ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْلِسَانِ So when you are wali of Allah and you do the nawafil, Allah will protect you. Allah will protect you from haram. And haram will not be accessible to you. Even if you try, say, no, for the khair that you did, I will protect you. So let us, ya ikhwati fillah, let us be awliya Allah. It's not far, la wallahi. It's not far. Try till next Friday. Try it. Do the extra nawafil. Don't say Ramadan is over. Allah, this half was the half of Ramadan. I'll put it here until next Ramadan. La. Continue with the a'mal al-khayr that you were doing. Continue with it. Give. Say khayr. Give to the needy, to the yatim, to the faqir, to the poor people. Feed them. Be kind to your wife and to your children. Be kind to yourself and avoid ma'asi. And you will see the fruit of that. Allahumma azza al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma adamir al-kufara wal-mushrikeen. Allahumma arhamna fa'anta bina rahim. ولا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا أديته اللهم ارحم المسلمين ارحم المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات واقم الصلاة يرحمني يرحمكم الله
تقدموا يا اخوان تقدموا brothers move forward.
Camera.